Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whack! I have kids!
You cost him millions of dollars.
Why would you do this to me? And, you know...
You have kids, too. You feel no remorse.
I gave Abigail Bambaugh the groceries for groceries.
Okay, this is what's wrong.
Did you see that crybaby ass bitch ass shit?
This is what's wrong with your mentality, you in general.
Why are you so
quick to make fun of a man who was molested? Polite society would not do this.
Okay, listen.
I want you. You're spending time with the billionaires. You're with Elon Musk. You're with the titans of industry.
Can I answer the question?
They probably wouldn't do that, and I think you should think about why.
Define molested.
I mean, I believe in this case there was a penis entering a booty.
No, no. Okay, now I'm going to correct you. He is actually the originator of some shit. He said Bambaugh thighed him.
What?
Which meant Bambaugh would put him on his back, put his legs together, lay his Johnson between his nutsack and his thigh, and squeeze through it until he shot jizz all over his arm and underarm.
There's no way he's ever said this.
I swear to God.
100% from your imagination and or sexual fantasies.
Talk $100. $100 bet.
Where would he have talked about that?
It's on Instagram. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm sure he made a reel about that.
He said African Bambaugh thighed him. You can pull it up.
Well, there's no way that that's true, and I haven't heard
pull
about
it up.
What is it in you that makes you want to tease somebody who is sexually abused?
He wasn't sexually abused. He went back for more and more and more.
See, and this too.
Like, he what is did,
you,
bro.
You really are the devil.
He lied to us.
You're the devil.
Well, on the podcast with me, him, Ack, and 6ix9ine, and said, I said, well, you ain't ran. You know, you put in all this work. You ain't ran into him and did nothing. He said he's in Europe. That motherfucker was in Jersey. My man sends me a picture of him grown, Hassan, thigh man. Grown, standing on the side of African Bambaataa like this.
Not in recent memory.
Coming to America. This is a fast. Coming to America post.
Not recently. Like a while back.
No.
Maybe.
He was grown.
You're saying that he's been making all these YouTube videos and
he
then.
He got a grown photo.
After he
doing
outed
a Coming
him.
To America with African Bambaataa like this. With the thigh rubbing his thigh that Bambaataa used to thigh.
You really are the devil.
Now, thigh some shit. Thigh is some shit.
But you I don't believe. Why?
Let's get past that.
I don't want to get past it. Well, I mean, I do want to get past it for
weirdo,
his sake.
Listen, this weirdo, did you see his response to our...
I did. And it's... Okay, so not only are you making fun of Hassan Campbell for being molested, but you're also gloating and reveling in the fact that you took away his YouTube monetization status and now he has had a hard time.
Shout out to Floyd Mayweather. I don't know what y'all talking about. I just left him in a $38 million penthouse on Wilshire Boulevard.
Who cares? You were bragging about taking away his livelihood.
Who?
Hassan.
He's not in Dubai.
You're this upset about him exposing you and the nip thing. And
okay,
the,
now I'm glad you said that.
That's why you have such a grudge against
him,
right?
No, hold on. No, it's not a grudge. See, this is what I don't like. I don't like Karens, right? I don't like Blarins. You know what a Blarin is?
A blood
a black Karen. Dude oh, okay. being a Karen. Okay. Now, let's create Blarin. The timeline. Let's create the timeline. 6ix9ine say, "Whack, could you build what I signed?" He a cool dude, he up and coming, I didn't know this dude, right? Okay. I jump on the phone when I'm build with him, let him know certain shit he need to do. He can
divulge all of your criminal exploits to him.
I'm just letting him know what it is out here because he was like a lot of people.
He's never even been out here, right?
This is what I'm saying. A lot of people believe certain shit. That's a facade. You've been out here, right? I can tell you certain names that you be like, you know, but other people, other places think it's some big shit, right? Mm. So I'm building with him. I don't give a whatever I say once, I'm gonna say twice. It's a fact, right? Now, first time I'm on the phone with him, remember, 6ix9ine asked me doing my solid. He's recording the call. I don't give a fuck. I don't know it, but this is his mentality. Remember this shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So by the time we do the podcast, he's already done this, right? On the podcast, I had to keep it real. The Hunter side wanted me to ask certain questions. I asked him. I shut down the 6ix9ine sending some money shit. I asked him why he never did nothing to Bam. He said his mama, he gave his mama grocery money. So I said, okay, groceries for groceries, right? I already knew I was coming up there on some bullshit. I came up there by myself. Ack even said Wack was up here an hour early. He knew where all the doors was at, everything was at, right? Now watch this. Let's fast forward. I'm at the crib sleep. We get into it on social media, whatever, whatever. He goes to Clubhouse. Press play on the tape.
Immediately on Clubhouse? He didn't even save it for YouTube?
His mentality is... because he's from New York, he never been out here, and he believes what he hears. His mentality is, this is going to get Wack killed. This is going to get Wack ran out of L.A. This was his mentality. Reek calls me. Bro, we got a problem. What's up? Dude on Clubhouse playing some recording. What you want to do? Open the Hunter side, crack the room. I come in the room, go in his room. I say, look, little bitch, it's 45 minutes of that tape. Play it all. So I go to my room. I see you want to discuss it while I'm here on the floor. I said, nigga, fuck you, fuck Big U, fuck everything. I don't give a fuck.
At this time, you were still cool with Big U, right?
No.
You fell out before this?
This what the dummy didn't know. This where he fucked his hand up. So I open my room while we go up. So he's like, God damn, this dude don't give a fuck, right? Where he up at it, he goes the next day with his, you know how he's talking, yeah. And I bet you didn't know this, Big U. Wack had me on the three-way when he called you. He didn't know, the world didn't know, that me and Big U hadn't talked for over a year already.
Mm.
So when he said that, he overplayed his hand.
Okay.
Right? So they know, nigga, you capping. Me and Wack ain't even talking. Right? So I tell him, you shot your scud.
Pause.
You seen it didn't do nothing. I warned them. I'm coming. I'm going to give you 60 to 70 days grace period. And 60 to 70 days, I'm going to launch mine. Boom. Check gone. Right? Hold
right,
on.
Right.
He's telling me, why would I do that to a black man that has kids who got a family to feed? Bitch, you thought your move was going to get me murdered. I have kids and a family to feed. I didn't cry about it. Nigga, with war come casualties.
So your kids are grown. They can go get a job.
It don't matter.
Right?
I took my motherfucking hit. I still got to pay for college.
Right.
My daughter don't go to no motherfucking little bitty ass punk college. That shit costs.
Mm.
Right? I took my hit. You didn't hear me on motherfucking YouTube. Yo, man, I was trying to help you. Why would you do that? I got kids and family to feed. You's a bitch. You ain't built for it. So, you know, I launched mine. You launched yours. I launched mine. Boom, finish him. Kill all his revenue. Over with.
How you do that?
Right?
Who do you call?
Listen, Ghostbusters. Nigga. Wrong with you, nigga. You don't ask us no shit like this. Shout out to my spies on the Hunter side. Shout out to my Australian team. And shout out to my teams that do what they do, and we do what we do. You know, we didn't ask you motherfuckers how y'all did what y'all did. Y'all did it, and we came out of it, right? Right. So now, crying.
How do you just casually insert slavery into that?
I didn't say slavery. You did.
It seemed like that's what
you're
getting
at. The fact that you said that lets me know that you understand where I'm coming from.
You accuse me of being complicit in the slavery thing like multiple times per episode most of the time.
No. Now, I don't think you ever owned slaves. You're too young.
Right. But you're saying that my family lineage probably
did. I think your family did. They're from New Hampshire. They're up north.
Right.
That was free zone, right?
They might have had the separate bathrooms, but I don't think they had.
Yeah, I don't think they had a motherfucker. Your great grandpa's probably got some black.
I hope so.
You know, so, you know. But what I'm saying is, now, Adam, keep it real. I didn't complain. He fired the first two shots, the recording, and releasing the recording, right?
True.
He thought that was going to get me killed. That's what he thought.
Maybe he just wanted to expose your evil ways to the world.
It ain't no evil ways. It's the truth. And by the way, that's the way the Nipsey shit came out.
But I'm saying,
I didn't release it.
Hassan has dealt probably the most significant blow to your career and your reputation of anyone. No, nobody on the West Coast has ever made a dent in the WAC 100 empire like that.
Didn't. What dent did he make?
I mean, he forced upon you a lot of enemies, a lot of rivalries, a lot of relationships that were strained.
Look, listen, brother, I had already made the honest statement that I didn't believe Nipsey was a musical legend.
But
already.
That doesn't have anything to do with the sex tape.
Well, it ain't my sex tape. I mean, I don't think people are mad at me over that. You can't be mad at me for something another motherfucker did.
I would say, like, probably the number one reason, if you were to ask everyone in L.A. who is mad at you, why do you not like WAC? I would say it would probably almost be, like, number one reason.
Right now, I could call somebody and say, I gotta buy her $500,000 for the tapes, and he's going to say, run it right now. Call him.
So you want credit for not having released revenge porn?
Bro, it's not revenge. No, he owns it. Own it.
How's he own it?
I'm going to tell you, because you do plug talk.
There's a release.
Okay. If me and you was f***ing a bitch, right?
Sure. Down. When?
No, just, come on, motherfucker. I'm just giving it. Me and you f***ing a bitch, right, Adam?
I love it. I'm hard.
And you have the recording.
Mm-hmm.
And I look over there and say, Adam, hey, send that motherfucking tape to me right now, dog. We in here beating this up.
Hell yeah.
No, fuck you.
Okay.
Listen, I tell you this. I'm acknowledging that you're recording me, and I'm telling you to send me the recording, right?
Okay.
It's your shit. This ain't no revenge, nothing, motherfucker. Like, this his shit. He got 800 text messages and payments and all kind of shit. Like, nigga, this his shit. Like, it ain't like it was some secret.
I guess I'm used to thinking about it from an OnlyFans perspective, where you really need to have like a release
when
for every person involved.
If I acknowledge on video that you are recording us, and I'm good with it, and I say, yo, bro, send me a copy.
But we're not talking about OnlyFans. Like, if it were to come out on Twitter, you're right. I don't think there would really be like a revenge.
I mean, listen, I've been keeping it from coming out because it's bigger shit in the world than just us. You know, it is what it is. I just be tired of motherfucking nigga. Don't get mad at me for what another motherfucker did. People, all my people, if I die and a nigga release a tape of WAC jacking a horse off, don't get mad at Adam for releasing the tape. Get mad at WAC like, you weird ass nigga, what the fuck is you doing? Don't get mad at the nigga for releasing the tape, because if I would have never committed to action, you wouldn't have it to release. This shit is weird, bro.
No, I mean, yeah, for sure.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So Hassan, shut your bitch ass up.
But you don't think people are allowed to have secrets in their private life? Or
that's
should be allowed?
That's not private.
To?
It involved three people.
I mean, a lot of sex acts might involve upwards of three people. It could still be private amongst them, right?
He gave it to the nigga. No, I don't know. That's a little weird.
I mean, it
shit.
Is kind of awkward because I meet up with Hassan Campbell. I get him to come out to our pop-up shop in New York City.
Could I have an order of thighs?
And why is it always about thighs with you?
Nigga got thigh.
And he comes out. He's a few hours late, but he did come to the pop-up shop right in the middle of the city. He's got his guy with him.
Did you pay attention to how he talks? Hey, Adam, how are you doing?
I feel like you got a thing for him. What is that?
That's how he talks, bro.
He doesn't talk. It sounds like a regular dude. Like that.
He does talk.
But anyway, we do a great interview, and I say to him at one point, I'm like, WAC.
I could do an interview right now. He told me to call him.
WAC and I. Oh, sure. Yeah, okay, I love that idea.
He been texting me.
About what?
He texted me. Stitches texted me today. It was a crazy text day.
Wow, what's Stitches got going on?
Stitches texted me to FaceTime and show him firing an automatic weapon. Want to see it? I got it on FaceTime.
Is he shooting at some Bud Light?
He just shooting some crazy shit.
Wow, what the fuck? I'm not going to lie. I already done 5 hours worth of interviews today. I feel like I'm getting sick. So I was going to start this podcast off by saying that my fuse is potentially shorter than it is on other days.
You want me with WAC 100.
All
Whoever
I'm saying
you've been
is,
interviewing today,
I have no commitment to this podcast. If this is if I'm sick of this conversation 40 minutes out, I'm just going to waltz my ass out the door. I am not going for nothing today.
Huh?
The 22 Ster is in his own world.
Name made the 22 Ster.
This could be the first 40-minute episode. This is a zesty disciple, motherfucker. And I just went to Burger King and got the zesty sauce. I'm about to put it over your head.
He said he was going to holler at me today.
I'm going to blast my zesty sauce.
You're a weirdo. Dome. You're going to get your ass whooped. See, now you're going to get fucked up.
Why?
That's too much sex play, bro. You weird as fuck, bro. That's why black dudes fuck your wife, because you weird.
Well, yeah, that's...
Hold on, let me text him.
Pretty good synopsis.
I'm here with Adam.
I'm
here with...
Why can't I make a new friend? I can't just make a friend with Hassan.
Yo, you don't even want to know what the nigga told me last.
Drag me into your beef.
You want to know what he told me last?
What?
And I'm telling you, look, bro, I don't thigh niggas, okay?
Jesus.
He said, together, nobody could beat the both of us. You still don't realize that. Why'd he do that YouTube doing what he was doing, saying we could never be good?
Because you were bragging on the last episode of the Adam and Wax Show about how you had taken his monetization away.
He was bragging that he was going to have me whatever when I was out of it. Bitch, nigga, I'm from Paru for real, nigga. Straight up, nigga. I'm from nigga. We don't run, duck, dodge, nothing, nobody. That's a fact.
I mean, I'm happy for you, for sure. Continue, just wage war for the rest of your life. Hassan Campbell. Was there ever a chance
that
of you...
no war with that nigga. That nigga ain't
did you always need to get this revenge, or was there ever a chance of you just saying, like, okay, he leaked my phone call, fuck it. I'm going to let it go.
Oh, no, nigga, what always you mean? Revenge. We always get back. Mm. We live for the funk.
Get back,
we
get
die about the funk. You hear what I'm saying?
Mm.
Straight up.
The funk. That's like Piru beef.
P-funk.
P-funk, right, yeah.
Yeah.
But what does that mean when you say that?
Almighty. Powerful. Indestructible.
Parliament Funkadelic.
No.
That was...
You know what I'm saying?
I found out about George Clinton because he had a character in NBA Jam when I was a kid.
Yeah, we got some homies named George. Rest in peace, the homie Georgie Rue.
Oh, George...
Bob to Piru.
George Foreman.
Nah.
You got all those sons. All George.
Real homie right there.
George Costanza.
Know what I'm
you know about him?
That's by the bad Conrad's dad.
No.
You ever seen that picture with me young and all red on the prison yard?
Yeah, sure.
That's Conrad's dad behind me.
George Costanza was a fictional character from Seinfeld.
Not George Costanza. What the fuck is you talking about? I f with Seinfeld, though.
Amazing. One of the greatest shows of all time.
I used to watch that shit. That shit's funny.
The best. You're like the George Costanza of No Jumper.
Who?
You.
Which one is George? That's
stocky,
the
bald.
Nah, nigga, I ain't fucking with blood.
Hella bitches, despite being kind of ogre-ish.
Bro, why are you making the what I look like to you, bro?
I'm just so you know what you look like.
You gay, but nigga, don't look at me. With the
I'm not gay. My woman is laid up with fake tits right now. She just got her boobs replaced.
How many CCs?
I'm not sure.
They're at
kinda,
least 750.
They're kind of going back and forth on that.
I did 780s last time.
In who?
R&B.
That's like the woman you keep coming with?
You met R&B.
Right.
The one that stood up.
I don't know. You got so many different girls. I don't know.
The one that stood up. Ain't no so many. That's cap. Them were 780s.
780s?
Yeah. Gummies. High profile.
How's that going for you?
Cool.
Gummies, high profile. So you know all about different types.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let them pointing up.
I wouldn't let them sew her up till I came in to prove. I can't let them make them pump them up.
You serious?
On my mom.
Oh, I didn't even go to the doctor. I could have.
Oh, no. I was in that motherfucker watching everything.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
For like hours and hours? That's
I made
what you
them
chose
bring
to do with
blood, extra blood, in case you need a transfusion, the whole shit. I laid it all out.
What the fuck? You just get in there, grab a scalpel, start working?
No, I let them do their thing, but I wouldn't let them sew it up until I made sure it was
I mean,
right
what
side.
Does the doctor know that you don't know?
Well, first
just
of
get
all,
in there.
They'll cut corners. Let me ask you something.
They will. They'll cut corners.
What was your wife's blood count before she went in there? Did you know that?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, a lot of this shit that they won't do and some shit to get in there happen to be fucked up. That blood count should be no lower than 11. 10, 11 at the lowest.
You ever like thought 11. About becoming a surgeon?
Nah, you know.
Honestly, the amount of time you spent on Clubhouse the last couple of years, you could have for sure became a surgeon.
How much time? How you know about how much time I spent on Clubhouse?
It seems like a lot. Seems like more than a little.
That's my team, man.
Right.
That's my team, the Hunter side.
That's your team.
That's
God.
My squad. It's my people.
Let's just switch it up. Let me ask you this. How do you feel? We just seen the video of Snoopy Badass being chased up the stairs with a gun. To me, it looked like a skit when I first seen it.
Well, what I didn't understand is they said dude made, he dissed Snoopy Badass Hood and then made Snoopy diss his own hood. Now, here's the thing. I hate to say it. This is in favor of Snoopy Badass. Snoopy Badass been dissed his own hood. So you dissing his hood, that's not his hood. And him dissing the hood that's not his hood, you ain't do shit.
I need to figure out what the guy was talking about.
No, no, we don't say that. That's a disrespect.
I don't want to say it. I just want
to
know.
That's a disrespect to the homies. We ain't saying that.
What does it mean? The thing that it's he keeps saying in the video.
Well, I know he's from, well, not from.
What is he from exactly?
He claimed Hollywood.
That's what that is?
Yeah,
oh,
so
okay.
What he was saying was a disrespect.
But didn't, hasn't he like not claimed that for like forever?
That's what I'm saying. So dude dissing it, Snoopy don't care. And then Snoopy dissing it back, he don't care because he already dissed it and said that ain't where he, well, they didn't put him off.
Right.
So now he just like, I ain't from it no more.
But are we just going to like never know if this is real or like what the story is or what?
Nah, I mean, the story is the homies don't with him.
We got the video, right? Oh, wait. He's no, been from like five different neighborhoods. About it. People are already doing live streams about it.
I mean, it's going to help him. He don't give a fuck.
That's why I
he
feel
don't
like he
care that you
it.
Dissed that neighborhood, and he don't care that you made him diss it. He doesn't care.
Right.
Next
yeah,
time, make him do
it.
Something else. That was a waste of waving your little pea shooter around.
I almost like forgot to even consider if it was real or not because I immediately just wanted to do like a parody version of it. Like I really like tomorrow I might like get somebody to like find a super soaker and like chase me up the stairs with it because like I feel like that was like the most iconic fucking.
You got the
I
gun ever. In there, the bug gun.
The bug. I do have the bug gun. That would be great. Yeah.
Got the bug.
There's no stairs
gun.
In here though.
Bug gun.
We gotta go find
and Snoopy kind of resembles a bug.
Okay, yeah, that's probably.
Get a bug suit from Walmart, put somebody in it.
So what are the odds of you squashing it with Snoopy anytime soon? I feel like we're closer than we have been in the past.
Here's the thing.
I think you're going to
You do it. Know it. You know, this should be funny. You ready for this, Adam?
What?
I've never met this man a day in my life.
You always say that about everybody.
I haven't. You know, they call my phone. And they ask me for shit, and I look out for them. I give them direction.
Even after all this?
No, I ain't heard from him since he got disrespectful to the homies over there on the west side, and they ran him over there.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
The four fade situation or what?
He got disrespect. Yeah, you know. that didn't make dissing Snoopy's hood that he isn't from, and making him diss a hood that he isn't from.
That doesn't really do anything.
They didn't do shit.
Okay. Gotcha. Do you see it in me right now that I'm like low energy as a human being, that I'm not really like giving what I normally would give?
I just see a little punk ass white boy. You
know. Where? Donnie? How dare you?
Not what? That's the homie.
Yeah, I know you ain't talking.
That's
about
the homie with the contraband on the tier.
I'm the opposite of a punk.
You know what I'm saying?
How'd you feel about seeing me in Joe Budden's home strip club playing the Lil B Joe Budden diss?
I didn't let Joe Budden know you was over there.
I mean, I thought you were supposed
to.
I'm
gonna bring my little home. I got a white boy that'll beat your ass. He's from New Mexico.
Highly doubt.
His name is A-Rod.
You could die.
He's my sound guy.
He's your sound guy?
Yeah, beat your ass.
You're gonna die. I'm pull up. I ain't afraid of no sound guy.
A-Rod needs to pull up.
Why you always gotta have like fucking 18 people roll up in here with it? I thought for sure like Rod was gonna be one of them. Lil Rod? No? Different Rod?
Lil Rod,
Puffy's guy?
What about him?
He's getting his cheeks clapped by Puff at one point.
That nigga weird, but he was with it. He was with it till he didn't get till the album didn't sell.
I mean, I don't even
he didn't get paid.
I don't think he was saying that Puff fucked him, right?
Bro, he's saying he groped him. So let's lay it out. He groped you in the studio, but right. Then you came back the next day.
Mm-hmm.
He groped you again, but then you get on the jet and you go wherever. Then he brings actor guy. He lets him grope him.
Uh-huh.
And then that night.
What are you saying?
Have you seen his response yet?
No, he has a response as well.
And then that night, he brings the strippers from Booby Trap. Shout out Booby Trap in Miami. Great place, great food. And get him some pussy. Uh-huh. And then he goes to the listening party, he gropes him again, he hangs out, the album comes out, it does 23,000 units, that doesn't work, and then he demands $250,000, Puffy says, fuck you, then he says, I was abused.
Right. Hey, I'm with you.
I think he's Mikey. You know what Mikey did, right? He liked it.
Mikey?
He likes it. He likes, you remember the commercial?
No.
Mikey?
Who's Mikey?
Oh, you don't remember the famous white dude? Mikey, he likes it. He likes it. That's Lil Rod. Lil Rod, come on, bro. You know you
old people are always shit. Referencing commercials.
I'm not old. I'm 47.
Yeah, but you're just talking about some random cartoon from
everybody
the 50s
knows
or whatever.
That. It ain't from the 50s. Punk.
Do you want,
80s.
Do you want to listen to this with me? Because personally, on a personal level, I got it. And I guess there's a response.
What is it?
This is Snoopy Badass.
Listen, Dookie.
Allegedly getting chased up the stairs.
This little Dookie, non-badass.
Dookie Badass.
Little Dookie non-badass.
Nah, this is the King of Compton, though.
Ain't no king. Hey, watch your mouth.
Drake unseated him. All right, here we go.
Crip, nigga. Fuck hoops, nigga. Fuck hoops, nigga. Fuck hoops, nigga. Warland Crip, nigga. Fuck hoops and they dead homies, nigga. Fuck you talk about, nigga. Take it. Yeah, nigga. Fuck hoops, nigga. Nigga. Warland Compton, nigga.
And he's saying
he
it back.
He starts saying it back.
He starts saying it back, but again, that's not really
he
his thing,
he said it back
right?
before.
Wait,
this him right here?
I gotta, do we, how am I gonna find the response?
Like three or four more. Hold on, Blood.
Here we go.
Is that him?
On Power Roof, look at it for one.
Hold on, Blood, on Power Roof. What the fuck?
Dead homies, that wasn't where I lived at, nigga. That's where I shot up at. We gonna start there. Second, let me tell you about this buster ass nigga did. The nigga pulled up, Blood. The nigga pulled up like he was a homie, Blood, like he was cool. Like, hey, I'm from Warlang, but nigga, I don't care about that. Your homies be hating, blah, 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 blah. Your homies is busters. Well, I'm like, y'all already know they busters. Them niggas, Blood. Pablo, he said, man, let's make a video. I'm like, all right, for sure, but let's make one. So Blood get his phone, and Blood don't want to get in the video with me, bro. Why I dish the hood? I'm like, nah, Blood, if that's the case, me and you might as well get in. Blood put out a blower with the phone, bro, and start talking shit, bro. That's what happened, Blood. Blood did his shit. I got on.
I don't believe
when I came back,
saying.
Blood was gone, nigga. That's what happened. Pablo.
Why is he still hollering Pyrudo?
I mean, he's basically saying what we all saw in the video, right?
Like, I mean, nigga, like, what's
besides
wrong with
the
these,
idea that he, like,
what's
tried
wrong
to...
with these people? We seeing what's going on, and they want to act like we don't see what's going on.
So you're saying what? That what part of that did you object to?
Bro, you was scared as a motherfucker. Why is you hollering Pyru? Because you just dissed Pyru. You dissed the homies, right? And now it's Pyru and Blood and all this shit. I thought you said... all that. I'm confused, my nigga, and you know who it is, because if you called him to pull up to do some business, then shit, go handle your business. What you on YouTube for?
Snoopy is a clout lick at this point, though. Anybody who pulls up and does some viral shit like that to him, they all know that it's going to go crazy.
Man, ain't nobody checking for that dude.
I mean, really, if you do that to pretty much anybody, it's going to go crazy. Let's be honest.
Ain't nobody checking for that dude. It's a little different.
But you don't, so you don't agree with my assertion that now that Kendrick has lost the beef to Drake, that...
Kendrick ain't lost no beef.
We're going to need a new king.
No, first of all, he ain't lost shit.
We haven't even talked about this shit like since.
Kendrick ain't lost shit.
We didn't even talk about Drake's two disses before this.
We don't, ain't no two
and
disses.
I really, you know, listen, it's not like we have to be
let's
comprehensive
keep it real,
on here.
Bro. Let's
but.
Keep it real. Kendrick is going to come grassroots battle rap dissing.
He's not a battle rapper.
Drake's coming with his commercialized shit. And listen, I like Drake's song. Me personally, because I'm a Kendrick Lamar fan, I know KDOT, and my expectations are high, right? I'm going to say it wasn't what I wanted to see, but not to say it wasn't a great response. It just wasn't what I wanted to hear. But I think that next one, he going to give it to him all the way.
What do you think that the song needed more of in order to be what you wanted it to be?
I wanted that... the city of King Kuta, like.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Delivery. You heard the song, The City? on Jesus Peace Him and Game?
It's been a while.
Yeah, that song is crazy. Like, he went nuts on that motherfucker. Like when he started with his laid back shit, I was like, oh, soon as this beat drop, he about to go crazy. And it just wasn't the energy that I wanted. Not to say it wasn't a great delivery, but Kendrick's calculated. He calculated. He's a very smart guy, you know. And I believe the next go around, he gonna do what he's supposed to do.
My view is that Kendrick did an awful lot of solid, good, great, even rapping. There's a lot of like weird little things going on with the lyrics.
Like Kendrick's going somewhere.
No, but I'm saying that on this song, which is what we have to judge on basically so far, and yes, there will probably be more renditions of this and everything, but to me, if this record, if everything ended right here, I don't think that Kendrick delivered the kill shot that is required to be viewed as a winner. Drunk.
If it was a fifth, we all be drunk. You don't dictate when it's over.
Okay, I'm not saying that it is over. I'm saying that if it was over right now, you f***ing asshole, that I would not rule Kendrick as having
the polls got are a saying dominant is ahead. W. Don't, you just whack his personal.
You don't need to
personal.
Go straight to the polls just because you're polls afraid of having your
saying,
own opinion.
Listen, the polls are saying Kendrick is ahead. I'm just a Kendrick Lamar, like, f***ing fanatic.
This is false. Complex
The Kendrick polls are great. Saying Kendrick is ahead.
That's not true.
You know what I'm saying? I just, my expectations, my personal was like,
you're saying
tear
that,
his head off.
Let's throw this up. You're, oh wait.
And Kendrick is like, wax, see? Look.
What is this?
Euphoria, 53.9, you punk white boy.
These are not the numbers I thought that
no,
I was
no,
about
no,
to
no,
find.
No, 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 no. Kendrick Lamar's ahead. I'm just telling you because I'm like, when it come to Kendrick, I'm like, nigga, go up there, nigga, beat his ass. Kendrick went up there and punched on him and hurt him.
I will say
he like,
that.
Whack, I don't want to knock him out yet. I want to prolong the squabble.
I saw Kendrick being given the W by Academics' chat. I seen a Complex post in which they polled their audience
Kendrick's
and Drake
ahead.
Was in the lead. What I just looked at there, though, is also saying that Complex
Kendrick's
said that Kendrick's
is ahead.
You think Kendrick's is ahead right now?
Yeah, you motherfucker, you just saw it.
In terms
Peaky?
Of song, what? So you are afraid to have your own opinion,
no.
And you are only capable. You know what? This is the same fucking thing that you do whenever we interview somebody, because you don't actually give a fuck about music, and you don't have any of your own opinions about music, which is why whenever you sit down with an artist, you will compliment the number of views that they have on their music, but you will never have any actual thoughts about the music itself.
I just told you,
and you just proved my point, by the way, that you're trying to analyze
Bozo this. Number nine. I just told you personally, because I'm a Kendrick Lamar fanatic, a KDOT fan, right?
Doesn't matter.
I put his little rhyming ass on the first New York stage. It's a fact. That nigga came behind.
Main character syndrome.
That nigga came behind Papoose Alphabetical Slaughter. Came behind Pap and got out. Ain't too many artists can do that shit. Papoose has stamped that right in New York, right?
So your argument is that Kendrick is better than Papoose?
No, my argument is because I'm a KDOT fan, right? My expectations, right? Was it met for me? Was it a great song? Yes, it was. Do I think he came in strategically and hurt him and punched on him in the right spot? Yes, I do. Do I think the next round he gonna give his that core fan base what we want? Yes, I do. And the people, not whack, are saying Kendrick is ahead, bro.
Okay. Well, the fact that you can't stand on your own opinion and you have to try to rely on the poll.
Motherfucker, I just gave you my personal opinion.
This is my
But thing. Overall, he's ahead.
Has Drake taken any damage in this battle?
Yeah.
With everyone in the music industry coming at him, do you think that Drake's spot has in any way at all been jeopardized
He's never been scrutinized like this. They talking about
but
him,
it,
black.
Throughout all the scrutiny, it has done nothing.
Do you take care of your kid? Oh, yeah, this. Oh, yeah, that. They talking some shit. Now, has his pockets
been hurt? Has he taken any damage in yeah. any way? What is the damage? Do you think
give me a time.
Is there a narrative that has actually stuck to Drake that is going to mean anything to a wider audience? Because there's been a lot
give
of artists.
Me a time.
Think about what happened to Ja Rule's career. Think about when Jay-Z and Nas went at it. Think about when Pusha T and Drake went at it. These are all times in which people's careers have been dealt significant
Pusha
blows
T,
in hip-hop. And we have seen none of that, even with like 15 of the biggest artists coming at Drake. If I'm going to award anybody a W, they're going to have to do some damage. I'm not seeing any damage.
You know the crazy part about this shit this shit ain't even about rap. You only a Drake fan because the bitch sent you a picture of his dick. That's the only reason why you're a Drake fan. You've been bragging about
trying
that
to make
shit.
A little joke to get away from the fact that I'm right. No, go back to
you
my question. Has Drake been dealt any damage? Anything significant?
This is the first time Drake and his name and his image has ever been scrutinized, bro.
First off, that's not true. He's obviously been scrutinized his entire career.
No.
My point is that he's doing quite well under the scrutiny.
No, I mean,
where's Drake, the damage? Listen, where is the damage?
We ain't saying he's fucking wounded or he's on his knees. Motherfucker, that's Drake.
But Pusha T did that to him.
Pusha T did what?
Damaged him.
No, he didn't.
Knocked him to his knees.
No, he didn't.
Forced him to surrender.
Well, Drake, no. Drake knew he ain't, Pusha T ain't got no light on him. So the more I do this, the more it's going to put light on him. Let me turn his lights back off. That's what Drake did to him. If he'd have kept going, he'd have pushed Pusha T up. When he stopped talking, people stopped talking about Pusha T.
Right.
Right?
But
you can't do that to Kendrick.
You can't help it that when you're in a battle, you can't help but gas up your opponent because you're causing attention to be thrown their way as well.
But this is Kendrick Lamar.
Right.
He got his own light. He is who he is. That ain't no fucking Pusha T. That ain't no Meek Mill.
Even Kendrick can benefit from the Drake stimulus package.
No, first of all, look, let's just keep it real.
He's a gigantic artist. He's the biggest
artist. Let me tell you what I look at.
In our space.
I remember Kendrick in a Sprinter on tour with five or six guys with him, right? On a Drake world tour.
He's an ingrate.
No.
Should have stayed solid.
No, opening act, right? Now, he's in the motherfucking ring with Drake. So he has caught up to Drake. Let's just keep it real. No, let's keep it. How many motherfuckers that been on the motherfucking tour on their way in, made it up there to him and able to spar and box with him, and the polls say they ahead?
Right, but I mean, that is
right? How many?
That is the case in the music business.
Answer
if we were
question.
To go look at a Rolling Loud flyer from 5 years ago, it's going to be a shitload of people who are high up on the bill above gigantic artists now.
We're talking
where their
about
spots
that
have completely shifted over the years.
We're
this
not
is
talking
very,
about
very
that.
Normal.
You're changing the
happens
narrative.
All the time.
We're talking about how many people.
So Kendrick
came
was
in
on tour
somebody.
With Drake, and now he is roughly on Drake's level from your perspective, which is extremely warped. What the fuck does that mean? Who cares?
That means...
Yes, he's done quite well for himself. It's been like 10 years. He's had a lot of time to grow. And nobody's taking it away from him that he's one of the most celebrated artists in rap history.
And he's ahead on the polls.
You keep going back to that.
Motherfucker, that's what the world is saying. Because when you pulled them polls up, if it would have said Drake was ahead, you would be using that against
him. It's not true. I just looked at that poll and I don't give a fuck.
You looked at four of them.
I've seen a whole shitload of polls saying a lot of different things.
Cap.
These polls are not conducted in a scientifically moderated way.
Stop capping, available on all platforms. Blueface, baby. Listen, what I'm telling you is right now, Kendrick's ahead. I think overall, Kendrick's going to come out the winner. I think right now, I personally felt like Kendrick didn't deliver that death blow for me.
So you're acknowledging that the death blow is important.
Very important.
Not even a death blow. Just a blow. Just do some
damage.
He
delivered a blow.
What
people
scrutinized.
They questioned is he black.
What was the powerful bar?
They questioned him is he black.
We all literally know his ethnic background.
They questioned
we know he is half black and half white.
They're questioning if he's taking care of his kid.
We have seen his parents many times.
That taking care of the kid shit is serious.
Why?
Why?
Obviously he's taking care of his kid. We've never heard a peep out of his baby mama.
I don't know what they heard.
Because when Pusha T went at him, he called him a deadbeat dad. It wasn't true, but it added to the diss, right? It sounds good. You can always, anytime you diss somebody who's got kids, you're going to call him a deadbeat
dad. I don't think he's a deadbeat. I think he keeps his kid out of the media.
He's got a kid with a girl that he clearly is not like in love with or interested in being married with.
I think he loves his kid.
To me, it seems like he spends a significant amount of time with the kid.
I think he loves his kid. And I think he just keeps his kid out of the media, personally.
Well, I mean, he did give him a song on his album.
But he keeps him out of the media.
A lot of the time, yeah. But he did also let him draw the cover of his album. He gave him a song on his album.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
He ain't going to let Northwest get all the shine.
But what the hell would Ye doing with his daughter got to do with Drake doing with his son?
I think, Drake probably saw the fact that Kanye was going to nepo baby his kid into the limelight.
Drake's following Ye?
Well, no, he literally is. You could say that isn't who he was influenced by, but I mean, that is exactly what happened.
How about that's just a dad that had a vision for their child.
Not a ton of dads over the years. Never seen any of them really like take their 8-year-old and put them on the Rolling Loud stage, right? I got nothing against it. Hey, do whatever the fuck you want to do. All I'm saying is that now,
Game at his son on
if
his first
one of them
album
were
cover,
to die, then their children would be able to continue Harlem on this
was
war.
Harlem was on the cover of Game's album.
Was she?
He. His oldest son.
Harlem. I don't know Harlem.
That's his oldest son.
Okay. Harlem.
Nephew.
I hope he travels the world one day.
Who?
Then he could be a Harlem Globetrotter.
Oh, corny ass joke. Got it.
Now who's got the old man references?
Nephew.
Got it. Fuck you. Piece of shit. Ugh.
I don't know. How long do you think it's going to take Drake to respond?
Well, he said on stage with Nicki the other day that he was off to work on it. Now, I do think it definitely behooves him to take his time, really be methodical about this. I think that the last track that he did was the push-ups one. I think that was very well thought out. I think he really captured the
tone. That was a teaser.
Yeah, that was a teaser. I don't think Kendrick's felt like smart. As much of a teaser. It was 6 minutes of him rapping the entire time. That didn't really feel like a teaser.
No.
It might have been the appetizer
the
to
AI
an oncoming
shit was a teaser.
You know, I was thinking about that. It's kind of hard to even know what to think of the AI song as, because we've just never had to consider what we count an AI song as.
He was antagonizing him. He didn't give a fuck.
No, I thought
he
it was
gave
fun.
People something to talk about.
But it doesn't feel like Drake dropped two full records.
No, I'm
and
not
then
getting,
Kendrick
no.
dropped a record, because the AI one just as much as
teaser.
We all listened to it, it didn't feel like a
it
whole.
It was a teaser. It was antagonizing.
It was funny.
It was great. It was great marketing. I think it was a great move because Kendrick was taking a while to drop.
Drake's
so
scared again soon.
Not finished.
He removed it from all platforms.
Of course. I mean, he didn't give a fuck about it staying up. You think Drake's a businessman. You know, if he wanted that to stay up, then he'd have did it the right way. He don't care about that shit. It served his purpose. It got, what, a 3-4-day run?
I don't know what the right way is when it comes to getting AI clearance to have Tupac diss your op on a song. I mean, that probably wasn't a process that he was really
you
interested in.
You called the Tupac estate.
And this has never even been done before. We've never had anybody get a clearance for an AI version of a song from a person who's already dead.
He wouldn't have had no blowback from Snoop. Snoop is not going to sue Drake, right? He called the Tupac estates and clear it.
But Snoop is a Kendrick Lamar maxer.
But
he wants
Snoop,
to see Kendrick do well. He would not have signed off on it.
But Snoop, no, listen. Snoop
not
would
dead.
Not have came out and sued Drake. He'd have been like, you know, nigga, all fair and love and war. Nephew, do your thing.
No, he doesn't seem...
Nah, he
wasn't. Eager to sue.
Nah, he wouldn't. Snoop wouldn't have did that.
Gotta give it to him. Yeah. I mean, to me personally, I still feel like I'm holding Kendrick to a different standard than I'm holding Drake to, because it feels like Drake is the one who is having all these people antagonize him. He was just chilling. Future, Metro, they get together, they make a whole album about it, and they put Kendrick on it, they bring Rick Ross in on it. They are the ones who initiated this conflict. To me, all Drake has to do to be seen as the winner is not have his career damaged in a significant way. And in order for Kendrick to be viewed as the winner, he's going to have to actually do some damage.
Well, here goes a question to you. What the fuck did Kendrick say to Drake? His shot was at our boy that opted out, because he's the big three guy.
No.
Drake's not the big three guy.
It was aimed at Drake and Kendrick.
No.
And J. Cole.
J. Cole is the one that says his big three shit.
Yeah, but J. Cole put him in the big three. And on that same first-person shooter song,
big two,
Drake says it's just me
two.
And Cole.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So when he said, fuck the big threes to big me, right? He's going at J. Cole. He wasn't even going at Drake.
A little bit more than Drake.
No.
But that wasn't the only bar in this whole thing.
Okay, what other bar did he say going at Drake?
Should we analyze his
Let's analyze it, even though it's been months. Analyze it.
Kendrick like that verse.
Yeah, so he wasn't really even going at Drake. Drake responded. You know what I'm saying?
This is kind of
I was really at J. Cole.
You want me to perform it? These N-words talking out of their necks. Uh-huh. Don't pull no coffin out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. DOT, the money, power, respect. The last one is better. Say it's a lot of goofies with a check. I hope them sentiments symbolic. All my temperaments bipolar. I choose violence. Okay, let's get it. I feel like I'm actually rapping now. Look, no, we could click all of these, and it'll actually like let us in on what the sneak disses are.
Where
I don't know if you've ever used this website before.
Where that? Kendrick don't sneak diss. He disses. Where is that?
Yeah, but he
from the West Coast.
He embeds disses his lyrics that are not immediately
obvious.
Show
me where it's at.
So you don't think that this song was aimed at Drake in any way?
Where is
that?
Show me.
You're the first person who's ever had this.
This Melly Mel. If I had to, got two T's with me.
But you get this bar?
Right, shout out two T's.
I hope they come with three switches as a reference to the beat switches that they all do.
Man, what the fuck?
You don't get that reference?
Bro, so that's it, Drake? That's it. That's,
well,
that's
at least a little bit of a shot.
A little bit. Okay. Yeah. Give me the direct Drake hit. Two T's. That's the homie from Bounty Hunters, head of security, TDE. So that's, we know who that is.
Right.
What?
I don't really feel like
exactly
every single one of these.
Because you're wrong again.
So you're saying that you're saying everybody was wrong and like that was not intended to go at Drake in any way.
The big three shit is all J. Cole. You know that.
You're the only person who has ever tried to make this argument.
Where's it at? I mean, show me the direct Drake shit. Drake got in his feelings and responded.
Okay, here we go. Kendrick Lamar disses both Drake and J. Cole directly, replying to the latter's line from the 23 collab First Person Shooter. The three are universally considered to be the greatest mainstream rappers of 2010s. I mean, they could go read Genius
That's
by themselves if
J.
they
Cole
wanted to.
Shit. J. Cole. Kendrick could have really laid back when J. Cole opted out. He's just entertaining the people and the fans.
Yeah, but right here, too. Kendrick let both rappers know that their legacies will not outlive his, comparing his body of work to that of Prince, who outlived Michael Jackson by just under 7 years. The two, while contemporaries of pop music for the better part of two decades, had a well-documented beef that spanned into the public sphere, just as Kendrick is now doing with his two fellow MCs. It's also directly responsive to Drake's boast, where he compares his commercial success to Michael Jackson's. I mean, you can't just listen to it. You got to like actually think about the bars a little bit.
Yo, bro, what I'm saying is, Kendrick addressed what he wanted to address, but the main thing is he shot at J. Cole. J. Cole's a big three guy. Can we agree?
But J. Cole doesn't give a shit, obviously. He's not really. He's nowhere near as invested in this as Drake is. J. Cole bowed out of it instantly.
Who's the big three guy? J. Cole or Drake?
He is the one who initiated
that
terminology.
That was the scud from Kendrick in that song.
Have you seen What the Dirt's video about the history of the Kendrick and J. Cole beef? Because I feel like if you had seen that, you would be less forgiving on this.
J. Cole has went home.
Watch What's the Dirt's video about Kendrick versus Drake over the years.
What I'm telling you is Drake opted to come out and go directly at him.
He wanted the smoke.
Now,
he's wanted it for a long time. He dissed him on multiple radio interviews that never got released. And TV things, whatever. Like, multiple different times it's been confirmed that Drake sat on camera and dissed the fuck out of Kendrick and then basically demanded that it never get released.
I don't know about that.
Their relationship was cool up until the Control verse, basically. And the Control verse is really what kind of set things on fire.
Kendrick won that.
Drake, I don't think, ever even really, like, formally responded.
I don't give a
But that wasn't like a Drake diss anyway.
Like
Kendrick just dissed everybody.
Just because you don't swing back after you get hit in your mouth, that's on you. Shit, that's on you.
That was a long time ago.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, I believe Kendrick's going to come out on top.
How did you feel seeing Steve Will Do It giving, what was it, $12,000 a month? Plus $20,000 cash to 6ix9ine's baby mama. Honestly, the worst thing I saw in the whole thing, the thing that I found the most offensive, was Steve Will doing saying the word bitch over and over in front of this tiny child. That to me was gross. I don't like swearing in front of little kids.
Him and 6ix9ine were friends. I don't know what happened, but
it's a whole thing. He got 6ix9ine a streaming contract with Kick. Or was it Rumble? I think it was Rumble. And basically, 6ix9ine didn't do it, and Steve basically ended up having to pay a large amount of money, I believe millions of dollars, to Rumble because 6ix9ine reneged on the contract. Which really is a pretty scummy thing to do to your friend that got you a deal.
Well, it's two sides of every story.
That's true, but we never really heard a counter version of it from 6ix9ine either.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if the contract wasn't right. I don't know.
Anyway, how do you feel about your client, your best friend, 6ix9ine, Daniel Hernandez, being publicly smeared as a deadbeat dad?
Who said he
That's
was?
That's what Steve Will Do It said. That's why he's giving all this money to Sarah Malina.
I mean, no, I think he, listen, I know Sarah. We all remember Sarah. Sarah was been trying to run plays for years. You know that.
What's the play?
You know that she tried to run plays with us.
What's the play?
She tried to do songs with Blueface and all kind of shit. I just wasn't going for it.
Why not?
Because like,
her and Jaden would be a great look.
No, we talking about way back before that, like when the shit star was going on.
Yeah, it would have been dope back
then.
We
wasn't fucking with
now,
that.
Now, maybe not.
But at the end of the day, you think she ain't going to accept
Wait, what happened?
With,
didn't Blueface, there was a whole thing with you, and you were saying that Blueface fucked her, right? I remember Whoa. This. You were saying the ceremony of Blueface.
No,
remember
she,
that?
She wanted
Wasn't
to,
it on a football field?
She wanted to... You know, run some plays. End of the day, what I'm saying is, do you believe 6ix9ine doesn't take care of his daughter?
It certainly seems like it's possible.
Get the fuck out of here. He don't deal with her.
It seems like he's just
he doesn't deal
a
with her, bro.
In terms of everything, so even if you don't deal with the woman, you should still give her the fucking money for the kid.
Bro, he does all of that.
Okay, I mean
all that.
But then why would Sarah Molina be on camera saying that he doesn't?
To get more money.
Mm.
The fuck are you talking about?
I mean, I guess maybe. Yeah, look at this. Blueface and one and WAC 100 clap back at Tekashi 6ix9ine's baby mama over Tatiana. Oh, because wasn't she in the Tatiana video? Is that it?
No, I don't remember.
Yesterday, 6ix9ine's baby mama, Sarah, ignited a beef with Blueface and his manager, WAC 100, by claiming that she is the reason why the Los Angeles rappers...
Live, text me.
Breakout single Tatiana is hot. She pretty much demanded that they cut her a check for her role in making the song one of the biggest songs in the country right now. Blueface posted a video on his IG of himself performing Tatiana in front of a large crowd, and you could tell that he was feeling the response from the audience. It was his caption that caught everyone's attention because he clearly took some shots at 6ix9ine's baby mama. Damn, I guess everybody else made Tatiana hot but me. Wow, so you posted this? You posted like a weird eye-rolling... Yeah, sneak peek of the Tatiana latex doll coming soon. What the fuck is this?
I don't know. What year was that shit?
Is this a sex tape still or something? It looks like she's like anticipating a load,
I don't know, but
smacking her in the forehead.
Trying to run plays.
What kind of plays?
But if 6ix9ine wasn't taking care of his kids, she'd have been in court.
He seems like he doesn't really mind being summoned to court.
No, he probably don't deal with her. He probably run. Knowing Danny, he'd do everything through his mother.
Do you think... that Steve will do it is bogus for this. If this was a couple of like gang members or like
he's only
people
doing
that
this
you were like closer to culturally, would
I'm
you
saying.
Consider this to be like
listen,
off limits?
Sarah's coming up off of it. Shout out to Sarah. He's only doing it because he's mad at 6ix9ine.
Right.
If it was genuine and sincere, he was just doing it just because. That's one thing. You doing it because you mad at him about your little deal. And this is why he kept saying bitch in front of the little baby, because it's really not genuine. He's just running the play trying to antagonize
it. It's clearly a revenge-oriented
thing.
Yeah, there's
but
no doubt about that.
6ix9ine is totally disconnected from the thing that his things that his baby mama does.
Uh-huh.
It don't even bother him. He don't give a f***.
His
That's
daughter,
what she's supposed to do.
His daughter becoming part of these theatrics
cannot,
on the internet?
Bro.
I'd be pretty upset.
Listen, and then you will be letting her win.
Yeah.
And you know what she'll do when she sees you get upset and respond? She'll do it again and again and again.
I've never had to deal with the shitty baby mama situation, so I do not want to cast judgment 100%, but I still, I don't know. I mean, really, I'm putting most of the fault on Steve. I think the whole thing is kind of like a gross gesture.
No, I mean,
gesture.
He got his right. Steve got his right to do what he want to do.
This is like you going at Hassan Campbell.
Because
all rules are off. It's just no holds barred. Anything goes.
Well,
once you get into that mentality, that's how I feel about a lot of the Custers I beef with, too.
I don't fuck with his kids, you know. But, you know, Steve.
You did.
But,
you made it so that they can't go to college.
Who?
Hassan's kids.
I don't give a fuck about none of that. That's his business.
They're going to community college because of you.
Shit, maybe.
So bad.
Maybe they should learn how to learn about thighs. Specialize in the thighs.
You're a sick individual.
So what I'm saying is, You know, Steve feel the way he feel because we don't know how much money, you know, he might have took a hit.
Steve?
Yeah, he might have took a hit.
I mean, he made it sound like he was out millions because of 6ix9ine.
Well, 6ix9ine,
what's another couple hundred K?
I'm telling you right now, 6ix9ine's totally disconnected with anything that his baby mama does. He expects her to do that.
Right.
He don't give a fuck.
Hmm.
If you want to use your daughter in this type of shit, that's something when his daughter gets older to realize what she did. She will despise her mother for that.
But also, like, if you're a normal person, $200,000 or whatever, $170,000, will make a motherfucker do some out of line shit. Yeah, that's a lot of money to a normal hustling. Human being. That could keep her going hustling. For 2 years.
We expect her to take. She's not wrong for taking it.
You don't
she's
think?
Hustling. She's wrong for overexposing a little girl.
I feel like, yeah.
She could at least told dude, like, bro, money, could you chill out on the profanity?
Yeah, at least that. But yeah, they were probably on live stream, too, so they probably didn't even think to acknowledge that before they got on live stream.
Yo, I mean, but Steve, you know, and Steve, I don't know what type of hit Steve took. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not feeling this pain to gauge how far he should go. Me, personally, you know, I probably would have found another way, but then again, he might not have another way.
I think Steve will do it as ready to go scorched earth, much like you and Hassan. I think it's reached that
dude
level.
Dude ain't that serious, bro. Like,
he might not, like, be accustomed to beefing on that level. I don't know if I've ever seen 6ix9ine really go to war, or Steve will do it really go to war with anybody to that extreme. But I think in his head, it's that serious. He hates 6ix9ine with the ferocity that you hate Hassan Campbell.
I don't hate that dude. That dude ain't nobody.
But you've gone out of your way to do the worst possible things you can to
you know
ruin
what
his
he
life.
Is? He's a little miniature little dog to me. It's somebody you just pop in the head, twirl around in a circle, pluck him in the. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Pluck him.
Pluck him.
Pluck him. Yeah, you pluck a dog.
You take a little dog, you pop him in the head, you twirl him around, pluck his back legs. He's a little dog. He's not serious to me. Like, he's just, you know. I will tell Steve this, to every action is a reaction. So the 6ix9ine action, you reacted. So let's see if they call it even there.
You know, I think
if Steve keeps going, then it's going to be some other shit.
Weren't you saying on Axe stream that you felt like Kendrick was losing so far?
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
I said what I just said. I said this song in particular, me personally, I felt like Kendrick could have delivered.
But you still think he's up on Drake at the moment?
No, I'm telling you. No, I know he's up on Drake.
The song could still be a disappointment to you, but still be better than what Drake brought to the table and could
yeah,
position
that's just
him.
My personal thing. I'm not saying it was a garbage whack song.
Uh-huh.
The great song, but me personally, I just anticipated. You know, I'm a... Bro, you know when it comes to Kendrick, I just got high expectations.
Right. Do you think that the West Coast needs to rally behind Kendrick?
Ain't about need. The West Coast is behind Kendrick.
If you're a good West Coast hip-hop fan, should you be supporting Kendrick?
Bro, here goes the thing. That's no question. He has his coast. Like, ain't no... Tell the people. The people are already behind Kendrick.
I don't feel like anybody listens to him out here.
Me out your dumb ass mom.
I don't run into these people, so I mean maybe
are you some crazy?
I've asked a lot of people in recent times. Like, you listen to Kendrick? Like, how much do you listen to the Kendrick album? If anything, this whole little arc is probably making Kendrick listen to or Kendrick get a lot more spins from the average hip hop fan than in many years.
Come on, bro. Numbers don't lie. Let's see what's going on.
I just don't think his core audience is the type of people that we normally
61.3 million people.
That's
rolling to his
monthly
Spotify
listeners.
Monthly listeners every month.
He's no Taylor Swift. Okay.
What the? Why you always bring Taylor Swift when we talking about rap music, bro?
That's my girl.
God damn, with her flat ass.
How'd you feel seeing me? I don't know if you saw this. You see me sitting down with American Cholo yesterday.
American Bozo. Oh, he's still around?
I went and tapped in with him. We did a podcast.
He's still around? He been quiet. You know, I put the...
He had some words for you.
I put the drums on. He's a bitch. He's a bitch.
The one thing he did say is that
nigga,
if he saw you, it wouldn't be a fade. It's too serious for that. That's one thing he said that stuck with me.
Man, that nigga right there at the corner house, you better shut your punk dropout ass out. He's a fucking dropout, ain't never did no time faking. He ain't even from the neighborhood, he claiming.
How's it?
Nigga, I'm right down the street from you. Dude don't want them type of problems with me, bro. He's a bitch. He put his nose somewhere it shouldn't belong, right? I went and knocked on his motherfucking door. When I seen he was 0.3 miles away from my studio, I went by myself. I didn't take my homies and knocked on his door. I came back three times that day. Mm-hmm. When I saw he was live, I went back over there. You know what I'm saying? I ain't take my homies over there. He should have brought his bitch. If he was feeling that way, it's more than a fade, then nigga, you should have came out.
Is it disloyal for me to have gone and done a content with him?
You a white dude. Disloyalty is in you.
Fuck. So you don't hold me to that standard, though, that I should not connect with people that you have issues with?
Listen, like, bro, if he called you to come do an interview, I wouldn't. You did an interview. You know, at the end of the day, that's his platform. But I tell you this.
Really call me.
Let's keep it real,
though.
Somebody
else set it up.
Adam, let's keep it real. When I went back at him, shit got real quiet for him. He was every week kicking out content. He got real quiet when I went back at him.
He's still putting out podcasts all the time.
He ain't putting out shit. Don't nobody check for that clown.
He's still putting out podcasts all the time.
Bozo ass dude.
I think you're confusing him and the other guy. The American Cholo and Bozo.
That's the bitch ass nigga I knocked on his door, right?
You can't just combine their names.
That's the bitch. Let him come knock on my door. Come knock on my door.
I don't want to get on this. But I was just wondering how you felt about me doing a podcast with him.
Oh, y'all probably was in there rubbing on each other's thighs. Hello.
What's up with the thighs, dude?
And ever since you came back from visiting High Sign Campbell, you know, you've just been thighed up.
Oh, I did get
you
these. Just I got these new brown pants.
Thigh type of guy. You're thigh type of guy.
You're making me want to go to Popeyes.
Hey, listen, finger looking good, right? Hello.
You read my mind. Hello. Okay. What else do we got that we're supposed to cover here today?
And where the fuck is our guy, bro?
Who's our guy?
I ain't seen him.
Who?
The brother used to do the Instagram. where the fuck is he at?
Remo.
Yeah, he went to New York with you, right?
Remo, yeah.
He's still with No Jumper, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what you switched up, he usually be around here.
Remo?
Yeah, I haven't
seen him. He was here, we did two interviews earlier today.
Got you. All right, shout out Remo.
We did 5 hours worth of interviews earlier today.
Remo the Primo.
Remote.
That means he's dope.
Remote.
No, Remo to Primo. That means he's dope.
Smoking Primos?
No, I didn't say he's smoking Primo. God damn.
Isn't that when you
always want to down a brother?
Crack and like blunts or something?
Remo to Primo, that means he's dope. Saying he's
like
dope.
Number one.
I'm not saying he's on dope.
Right. Well, I'm not saying that either. No, but I would like to leave the door open for the possibility.
Nah, not me.
He smokes weed.
No, that's cool. That's a natural herb.
We should dose him.
What do you feel about them bumping marijuana down on the federal level from a Category 1 to a Category 3?
Are they doing that? Is that a thing?
That's what they're doing. What's fucked up about it is if they just did that after all these years, that means it's still going to remain to be illegal some more years.
Right.
It's just a less of a penalty.
I know, because I'm looking forward to the day that we can smoke weed on Instagram, YouTube, et cetera, and not have it be a thing. And also, if it could be advertised on a national level, it would be big for the weed world. But then they're saying that the tobacco companies are just going to end up taking it over.
Oh, they're going to come in. Once it's legalized federally, tobacco, because, you know, they don't give a fuck if they make pennies on a dollar because they mass producing it.
I've had conversations with people who are, like, extremely deep in the weed game who you would think would be happy about the idea of legalization.
No,
and the picture that they paint of what will happen to cannabis once it becomes federally legal is a very, very ugly one.
Great.
Not optimistic at all. All right. I'm not going to lie. I'm fading here, bro. It's been a long day. I feel like shit.
So let me get this
we
right.
We did an hour. We did
you
an hour
all
and 3 minutes.
Weird ass. Who did you interview today?
FBG Butta. And then the first one was C Hood. I've been in here since 10 a.m.
What was C Hood? Yo, you know, I need to clean something up too.
Pause. What?
Because when the brothers here from Tennessee was here, I gave a shout out to a dude named Jay Hood.
Okay.
It was from my neighborhood. Remember I told you a dude from Tennessee?
Wait, what guy's from Tennessee?
I told you my homeboy.
Oh, dude's from Memphis.
I got to know. They was from Memphis, but he's from Nashville. Remember I was telling you about a neighborhood in Nashville?
Okay.
My homeboy, Jay Hood.
Uh-huh.
Sad news. The exposure strike. Got to keep it real. He's a rat.
For real.
Fucking rat. Yeah. So I shouted him out. So I got to shout him out again.
You
to
unshout
him out? Yeah, Jay. He's a rat.
Did you ever know Chris King?
Yeah, that was his nephew.
That's crazy, right? You knew him like
Yeah, I know him. Him and yeah, that was. I still don't know what happened with that.
I mean, I've had a few people tell me versions that like directly contradict each other.
I don't know if they was coming to rob him. I don't know. He just got was wrong, wrong place at the wrong time. But he was a good dude. He used to always be in my studio all the time. You know, that was Trippie's guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of those artists I would see work his ass off, but it never happened. He worked his ass off. He did videos. He did his music. Dope dude.
He was
good
a
dude, man. Rest in peace,
man.
Bro.
Out here doing his thing.
But he was a good
years.
Dude.
Yeah.
You know, out of town, like, bro, y'all go out of town. Don't take that shit light. You know, tap in with somebody from that jungle. Don't stop listening to these weirdos talking about, I ain't checking in, man. Check in with your team. Your team gonna keep you right. It's for real.
Yeah, I still have this mental image of X, Trippy, Chris King, Rocket, et cetera, a couple other dudes, all walking down Melrose, coming from Fairfax towards the No Jumper store back in the day, and they were all wearing these fucking crazy bondage pants, like black pants with like straps between them.
There was
a very brief period of time where a bunch of cool people
you know,
in the hip-hop world.
Always go do Trippy.
Yeah, yeah.
He don't give a f***. He one of the really, realest youngsters I met in this game coming up in this era. I ain't talked to him in a while. I think he mad at me because I did some business with 6ix9ine.
Trippy.
Yeah, he loved me, though, as a brother and uncle. That's nephew.
Trippy is somebody I have not spoke to in probably like 5 years or so.
He left. He moved out. He went to Florida, brought him a big-ass spread out there.
For real?
Yeah, he was out here in Calabasas. And Trippy looked out, man. He did my daughter's Sweet 16.
For real?
Actually handed her the keys to the Porsche I brought her.
Damn, so you're in that world of getting rappers to perform at your kids' birthday parties.
Well, we friends, you know, my daughter's a fan. He used to send my daughter like boxes of merch like every month.
Really?
Yeah, my daughter's a Trippy Red fan, you know, Trippy, good dude. Always been solid with me, real homie. Yeah, Damu, real homie from Ohio, you know what I'm saying? They can represent Brim. He fuck with the homies from Elm Street, so he a real dude. He's somebody we salute, we acknowledge, and that we respect. That's a fact. We don't respect all these out-of-town niggas, but he one of the ones we acknowledge and respect.
His Bloodin is approved by the WAC 100 committee.
I mean, the homies overall in general fuck with him. You know, he family to me anyway, whether he was dad or not. But I'm saying he's earned that respect definitely from me and the homies out here on the West Coast. It's a fact. He been solid. He ain't never turned down nothing. They ain't never ran from nothing. He keep his team right. He got homies with him that's from here, from Bompton and a few other sets. And end of the day, he always been solid and honest, whether you want to hear it or not. So, you know, that's all you can ask from a man. Good dude. You know what I mean? Successful. So he's doing his shit.
Shout out Trippy. Yeah, all right. People, I gave you an hour. I'm fucking done. I could either wake up tomorrow and feel fine, or I could wake up tomorrow and have to cancel my interviews and I'm going to be deathly sick. I could really see it going either way.
What you got tomorrow?
Puta LaFleur and DJ Fat.
All right, so I'm working on getting the game in here and a few other people.
Ooh, let's do that. Yeah,
yeah, we're going to do that. Me and you got to go do Vlad together.
Together?
Yeah, I think he wants to interview us together for some reason. I don't know.
That would be
funny. I know I got to go back. But
he doesn't usually do, like, people together doing podcasts unless it's, like, they are, like, really, like, a pair. But I guess maybe he thinks of us like that.
I don't know. I know I got to go back. Vlad coming with us. He fucking with us on the Hunter side this Sunday. 2 p.m.
Vlad's coming to Clubhouse.
Yeah, he coming to Clubhouse to the Hunter side to fuck with WAC.
What a sellout.
2 p.m. this Sunday, Pacific Standard Time. Mr. Redbeard himself.
Redbeard? He's a pirate.
Yeah. On the fingers gear.
On the fingers.
On the fingers, my homie Lil John Fruit Town Paru. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with my nigga LJ. On the fingers. It could go both ways. Always.
Speaking of FTP, I got one more topic we got to talk about. I know you saw Stunner Girl getting her ass slapped, and then the dude got packed out.
Yeah, and you know where the dude was from that packed him out?
I know.
Fruit Town Pop.
That's why I transitioned.
Yeah, like, you know, Stunner Girl.
Spring it on me. Like, I'm not going to let you transition into that.
She a real motherfucker. I met her.
Hell yeah, she gangster.
She was hanging with us when we was doing.
She got to hold it.
James last album.
She got to act she less cool gangster people. Than she is on camera. But she like, I seen a thing where they were like trying to talk to her about Mozzie and shit, and like you could just tell she knows way too much.
Get along?
I don't believe so, but
no,
possibly. I don't
know.
Yeah,
but they from the same neighborhood, I believe.
Stunt yeah, but that's real a very conflicted neighborhood. Oak Park, they got a whole lot going on, bro.
They got different divisions in there.
Yeah,
they all homies. They
I don't know. Maybe she does fuck them. I don't know. But either way, it's like she's like mega street, and she has to kind of like reel it back for the baddies crowd. I think
she good people. She solid. She authentic. She came. She was with us a lot in the studio when we did games. Drillmatic. Last time she was down there fucking with us. Yeah, cool people.
I like seeing Rich Homie or Young Rich Mula saying that he's looking for new artists in Syracuse where that incident happened. So if you're an artist and you'd like to really put some work in, apparently your services
you know,
aren't needed.
Believe, you know, listen,
he was in and out of town. He can't.
You know, I believe I could be wrong. He's a duck. That's one of the ducks. He's on a duck.
When he came in, he was with Lil Duck, I believe it is. Yeah, Big Duck's son.
I believe he's a duck. I believe he's a duck.
I don't know if he's in
you remember
the
when you
duck
left
lineage.
That day we were all out there, that was one of Duck's sons out there that day.
Oh, okay.
And your duck got a lot a bunch of kids. Of
Big Duck.
Yeah, I think Duck got about 9, 10 kids, 12, 13, some crazy shit.
You don't think Big Duck ain't coming here?
Yeah, we'll bring him in here.
He made it sound like he wanted to be mysterious. He didn't
oh, he's going to have to come because we're doing up. We're shooting his show on Tronics Network. He's doing a whole series and shit.
Okay.
And we doing, so he'll come in.
Respect.
He ain't gonna tell me no like I don't tell him no. That's a G homie.
Okay.
Shop Incredible Diapers on Amazon, incrediblediapers.com.
Shop on some shit.
And we out.
Onsomeshit.com, nojumper.com. I'm sorry to the people who wanted to see us go another half hour here, but I gotta go lay down.
We out.